Hi, I've got a secret to share with you. I'll be narrating a real conversation that happened on Arouser.com, a site where adults share their most intimate fantasies and engage in role play via texting and video. I highly suggest you put your headphones on now. Welcome to your kinky escape. This session involves an Arouser member and chat host, Kiki Miller. It's about an ex-girlfriend who falls upon hard times and now becomes her ex-boyfriend's maid in order to have a place to stay. The countdown starts in 3, 2, 1.
I get up right after you in bed. Go make some breakfast, I order, as I swat your ass hard.
I squeal as you spank me, but I do as you say. I go in the kitchen and fix us up some breakfast. I serve it to you in bed, eggs and pancakes. I look up at you and grin.
I've always craved a blowjob to go with my breakfast.
I blush, but I don't fight you on it this time. I get between your legs and sigh as I get to work. I immediately start sliding your cock in my mouth.
I am seriously enjoying my blowjob while eating my pancakes. You've come so far in just one night.
I start gagging on your dick as I suck it. I remember doing it how you like, with me bobbing my head up and down. I slurp and suck all over your rock, hard cock, taking you deep into the back of my tiny little throat.
I smile and say, yesterday you would have argued with me. You've come so far. Today I see you've found a better use for your mouth. Then I started coming.
I groan as I feel your cock start to spasm jets of thick, hot cum shoot onto my tongue. I quickly lick it all up and gulp it down.
Do you want to finish eating all of your breakfast now?
I wipe my mouth, breathing hard as I pull your cock out from my throat. Yes, please. I'm hungry, I say, looking up at you, while my breakfast is now getting cold on the tray.
I sit next to you and start feeding you your breakfast. Half of me is being playful, and the other half of me is fully knowing it will humiliate you next.
I blush hard, feeling so embarrassed next to you, just sitting and taking it as you feed me. But slowly, it's starting to frustrate me more and more.
What's wrong? I ask mockingly.
I sigh and try not to roll my eyes at you. Nothing's wrong, I say. A little strained, I take another bite of the cold pancake you feed me.
Once you're done eating, I get up and I go take a shower. I'll be back.
I start thinking about everything that's happened. I can't believe that I've just done everything you tell me to, and that I'm in such a desperate situation. How did I let myself get here?
I come out and tell you to get in the shower. When you return from the shower, I have set up a cute little schoolgirl uniform laid out for you. It comes with sheer underwear for you to put on for me. Now look how cute you are. I start rubbing your ass under your skirt. I can feel the sheer mesh panties pressed up against your pussy lips.
I gasp and blush as you rub on my ass. I shiver a little, but I let you do what you want again, starting to get turned on by you again. My shame starts to drift away from my mind, putting me into a state of submission.
Are you horny again?
I blush hard, but I can't deny how I feel. Yes, I'm horny, I say, as I mumble to you, my legs shaking as I get more turned on.
Good. I will give you a chore and get ready for work. No playing and absolutely no coming or else I'll know.
I nod for you, whimpering and frustrated.
I want you to clean my oven and have it spotless before I go to work this morning, like my good little slave.
Okay, Daddy. I get right to work on the oven. I fill up a bucket from underneath the sink full of soapy water. I found yellow latex gloves and put them on, while I also grabbed a big pink sponge. On my knees now, I open the stove.
Yes, that's my good little slave girl. I peer at you from around the corner of my bathroom down the hall as I shave my face. Good job. Keep going, my sexy slut.
I submerge my big pink sponge in a soapy bucket full of water. Drops of suds splash immediately onto my chest. My schoolgirl top is now almost see-through. I try to hide it from you, as I don't want to distract you from getting ready for work.
How's it going, honey? Getting that oven nice and clean for me?
Oh, yes, I sheepishly giggle. I am trying so hard to be the perfect guest for you and clean the oven without making a mess of myself. But I keep splashing more and more soapy water all over myself. My hair is starting to get dripping wet.
Good girl. I'll be there to check in on you in a minute.
I put my head inside the oven to wipe down all the racks. I have to tilt my tight ass up high in the air while I'm still on my knees to do this. Part of me hopes you see how hard I am working for you before you leave me all day for work.
That's the best thing I've ever seen come out of my oven in the morning.
I turn around and gasp as you are now right behind me. I'm soaked from all the suds and embarrassed that I didn't finish the chore you gave me.
It's okay, baby. Come to daddy. I have to have you now before I go to work. Your ass is too pretty to leave like this.
Yes. Take me, daddy. I worked so hard to impress you. I need that sweet release. Please, take me right here in the kitchen. I don't think I can make it to the bedroom. I'm soaking wet.
I grab your ass and spank it again. You squeal in pain. Then I take out my hard cock and rub it around the back of your panties, making me rock hard. You like that, little girl?
Yes, Daddy. I want it. Defile me. Take my ass right here in the kitchen.
I rip off your panties as you're on your knees still cleaning the oven. Then I start to use my pre-cum to make your cute pink asshole wet. Your ass is pulsing, ready for me to explode inside of you. I let out a huge moan.
I prop my ass up higher as I take my head out of the oven. I use the handles of the oven to now hold myself up, and I push my hips into you so you can take me from behind. Water continues to drip down from the tips of my hair onto my chest.
I rip off your top from behind you and start to slide my hard, thick cock into your ass slowly. It feels so tight. I can feel your ass pulsing, inviting me in deeper.
Yes. Don't stop. I need this so bad. I would have never let you do this to me before when we dated. Something is so different now that I'm totally helpless. I just want to please you so I can have a place to stay.
Oh my God, I'm thrusting so much deeper now. I can feel myself getting close to coming. Oh my God, are you ready for me to fill up your asshole, my little cum slave?
Yes, Daddy, explode inside of me. I want all of your cum.
I gasp as I let out the biggest orgasm of my life. The biggest load of cum shoots deep into your asshole. You're moaning as I feel you come, and your pussy drips with your sweet juice. Fuck, it's so good.
Thank you, Daddy. You've left me with so much cum inside of me. I love having your full load of cum inside of you while you go to work. You work so hard to keep this roof over our heads.
You are very welcome, and you are mine now.
How did this make you feel? What are your fantasies? You can share them at arouser.com. It's free to try. That's spelled arouser.com. If you loved today's sex chat, follow Your Kinky Escape podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes every Thursday. See you soon.